are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can just listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you would like to access that by phone, the number is 515-604-9715, access code 708-922, ID targeted. If you would like to access us by computer, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Tonight we have a very respected and influential guest in the community and everywhere. His name is Richard Lighthouse from Targeted Justice. Go ahead, Richard.
Good evening, Frank, and thank you for that introduction. I did want to quickly say that I very much appreciate all of your efforts in the TI community. You're a very persistent and stable platform that a lot of folks count on, and I very much appreciate your efforts with the TI community.
Thank you, Richard. What would you like to cover this evening?
Well, I'd like to touch base on corporations that are directly involved in satellite tracking and targeting. That's a rarely discussed topic, I think, and one that deserves a great deal more research. I have spent the better part of the last 2 months researching that topic and trying to identify the corporations, the senior executives that are involved. And I believe I've narrowed it down to three main corporations. There are certainly other minor players, but I've tried to nail down those folks that are directly involved, that have the largest contracts standing right now, that are helping or with the satellites and the satellite tracking and satellite attacks. And the reason I feel that's so critical is that if we could shut down that one element, I truly believe the whole system would collapse. So I think that's a very important topic, if that's something you'd be willing to cover tonight.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. If you'd like me to chime in with you, just pause a little bit, and I'll work my way in there. But for okay. Now, go right ahead.
Okay, so let me start with the kingpin, Lockheed Martin. These are the folks that build what is called the GPS Navistar Block 3 satellites. The very first Block 3 satellite, which is a revolution in satellite technology. The Block 2 satellites were also being produced by Lockheed, and the way that the Air Force designates these, it started out as Block 1 some 20 years ago or more. Then the Block 2 series came out, which was a revolution in design and used much faster computer processors and much larger fuel tanks on the satellite. And then this Block 3 technology – is faster and more reliable and gives the satellite a longer duration in orbit. Let me back up and just talk a little bit about satellite technology. My background actually is I have a bachelor's degree in aerospace technology, and I've previously worked for NASA and a company called Rocketdyne that built the space shuttle main engine. So I know a little bit about aerospace technology and aerospace vehicle design.
Yes.
For folks that are interested, a satellite, these large satellites are basically a giant fuel tank that is surrounded on the outside by electronics. That's what a satellite is. Most people don't realize that the size, the reason they make these things so large is it gives them a greater duration in orbit because the orbits tend to decay, they tend to vary, they tend to get disturbed from the orbital position that they're put in. They can be disturbed by other satellites. And so a bigger fuel tank for a satellite basically means it can stay in its proper position for a longer period. And now these Block 3 satellites, they estimate they have a useful life of at least 15 years. And if they conserve the fuel, they can even stretch it beyond that. So they're expecting this new generation to last for a pretty good while. These satellites are expensive. Each one costs an estimated $550 million. It's around $500 million. But just to give you a scope of the scale and cost, and they're very large. So these satellites are just the base frame itself would be on the order of 20 feet tall by maybe 10 feet wide, something like that. It's something that would fill up your living room, just the base frame. And what's inside that base frame is basically a giant fuel tank. So the outside of the satellite is where all the electronics, the battery storage, the solar panel array that gets extended out. Some of these can be quite large. And the job of the solar panels is to charge up the battery system so that if it passes through on a dark side, it's the satellite will still have electrical power. So it's a complex design, and Lockheed has got fairly sophisticated in the way that they put these satellites together. They now design them with a standard bus. Now these buses are electrical buses. For the you folks out there that may be familiar with electrical technology, and the bus has a unique name. It's called an A2100 bus, and it basically designates how many electrical connections, how much electrical power can be put through it, and how much computer processing can be done on a particular frame and bus configuration. So all of those things are important to electrical engineers that want to design a satellite to do a very specific thing. And I'm deliberately giving you a little bit of background so that you understand the complexity that goes into these satellites. Lockheed Martin, is well-versed in this design. And up until about 1987, Lockheed Martin, out of their Sunnyvale office, actually ran the satellite control network for the Air Force. That's not something most people know about. Up until 1987, a private corporation ran the entire U.S. government satellite network. It's really unheard of. And today, if you look at Google Maps and you zoom in on Schriever Air Force Base, you'll notice that Lockheed Martin has their own offices inside of Schriever Air Force Base, also very unusual. So the Air Force Space Command has a very tight relationship with Lockheed Martin. And of course, Lockheed Martin is the largest weapons manufacturer in the world, bar none. Nobody makes more weapons and killing machines and killing devices than Lockheed Martin. It's an unscrupulous title, to say the least. The CEO of Lockheed Martin is a woman by the name of Marilyn Hewson, Hewson. And I'm going to express my opinion here that may not be a popular opinion, but for folks that watched the school bus bombing in Yemen. It's been a few months now, but Saudi Arabia launched a Lockheed Martin bomb at a school bus carrying about 50 school children and violently killed about 50 school children on this bus. It's a very disturbing event, and Lockheed Martin was challenged on it because the Yemenis found in the debris of the school bus, they found the fragments of the bomb, and it's got Lockheed Martin's serial number and name on it. It turns out that Marilyn Hewson, the CEO, has spent years buddying up to the Saudi Arabians. She has she is a board member on two of the universities in Saudi Arabia. She has bent over backwards to please and appease the Saudis so that they would buy more weapons from Lockheed Martin. It's a very disturbing kind of partnership, and particularly unusual that the Saudis, who do not respect, you know, rights of women and basically treat women as second-class citizens, in my opinion, that they would even allow a woman to be on the board for their education. But that's the situation that exists. I don't think it's an understatement to say that this woman is a monster, and that is my opinion.
I guess.
The amount of killing, the number of people that are killed every year with Lockheed Martin equipment, weapons, and devices is staggering. It is certainly in the thousands and probably tens of thousands, maybe even more, that are killed with machines, devices, and weapons produced by Lockheed Martin. It is a very disturbing title for any corporation to have. They produce more weapons than the entire government of Russia or China, all from one company. So it's fair to characterize the leader of this organization as someone who is not a healthy person, in my opinion. What we need to do is more research. It's clear that Lockheed Martin is involved. It's clear that their satellites are involved. They are currently building a new satellite production facility in Littleton, Colorado, and that chart and information of where that's located is on the website at targetedjustice.com, and you'll find the cease and desist letter that we sent to Lockheed Martin Corporation from Targeted Justice. We demanded that they cease and desist their treasonous acts that includes supporting the Air Force Space Command in the targeting of targeted individuals. So what we've asked them to stop doing is, now that they can no longer deny that they're involved in this, they need to stop supporting or helping the Air Force track and target individuals. That's not only a reasonable request, it's a legal request. And if they fail to comply with that request, it gives us grounds to sue them for damages. So the way the legal system works is, if a company is simply building weapons and the Air Force uses them, as Lockheed Martin has previously stated, that's not our problem. We don't decide who gets targeted. And that was, in fact, that was the statement that Marilyn Hewson used with the Saudi event in Yemen, that it's not their decision of who and what gets targeted. But she did go out of her way to make sure those weapons got sold to the Saudis. So to say that she's complicit is an understatement. But now that they know and cannot deny in a court of law that the Air Force is illegally targeting U.S. civilians, and their efforts are an aid to that, that makes them legally culpable, and they can be sued for damages. So it's a legal issue. Had we sued them prior to this date, they would simply stand up in court and say, it's not their problem. They don't decide who to attack or track with the devices that they sell to the Air Force. But participating in a treasonous act knowingly is a federal crime. And in fact, the crime of high treason is punishable by up to and including the death penalty. That's under the U.S. Constitution. If you commit an act of treason, whether you're a person or a corporation, it is punishable up to the death penalty. So very, very serious consequences. And I'm not suggesting that we should dole out the punishment. I am simply saying this is what's written in our Constitution. So it would be right and appropriate for the senior executives to be brought into a courtroom and to answer these charges. That's what would be the appropriate next step. So we've sent them a letter. We told them to cease and desist. Do not assist the Air Force in training. Do not provide them technical support to track or target targeted individuals. Do not improve or upgrade your tracking or weapon systems that you provided them. Any help or support you give them at this point is an act of treason. And it's very important that we lay that out for them and that we could document that we told them, because it does make them liable in a court of law for damages. Very important to the TI community. So that's Lockheed Martin. They are basically the packager, the systems integrator, and the manufacturer for these large satellites that are called GPS Block 3 satellites. Now, do they get a lot of help from other folks? Yes, of course they do. The antennas are built by another corporation. I believe that's Honeywell. Now, does that necessarily imply that Honeywell is equally guilty? Not necessarily so. And that's why I did not name them in this list, although Honeywell may be involved in other ways as well. Simply manufacturing an antenna and selling it to another manufacturer, they may not have a need to know. So that's a difficult threshold to cross and say that Honeywell was directly involved. Because you can sell, just like you can sell tires to a car, you don't necessarily know what car it's going to be put on or where the car is going to go. So it's difficult to tie those two together. But again, we're going to keep researching because Honeywell is probably far from innocent. We just need to do more research on them. Very large corporation, just like these others that I've mentioned. Number two on the list, and I think this will be interested to folks in Massachusetts, a company called Raytheon. Very old company, been around for a lot of years. Big, big company. They're one of the top 10 largest defense contractors in the world. They are based in Waltham, Mass., not far from, that's not far from Boston. Am I right on that, Frank?
Oh, you're quite correct. That's not far from Boston. And aren't they responsible for the original ASDI?
Oh, yes, they were involved.
System?
Yes, they have been involved in a number of the, quote, non-lethal systems that are lethal if you turn up the intensity. So, yes. The misnomer of calling them non-lethal is something that these defense contractors have worked on for many years. But and you are correct that Raytheon has been involved with these ASDI systems. So, yeah, that's one of the many programs they've got going on. The two that I would like to bring up for your
listeners. Okay, we have to go to commercial, Richard, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes. Thank you.
State and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command. Can you hear me?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. I'm going to cut right to Richard Lighthouse as soon as I give out these numbers. You can call in and ask a question at RBN at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Richard, I just had one question for you before you get started, and that is, sure. Do you think Saudi Arabia is a danger to you, to us? And go ahead, Richard.
That's a fair question, Frank. I wouldn't consider myself an expert on politics or geopolitics. My training is really in engineering, but I am concerned about a number of trends that I see. I don't know that we're being given the whole story by the mainstream media or the alternative news. There's certainly a lot of changes happening in the Middle East. A lot of things that don't add up and don't make sense. And the Saudi piece is certainly one that's perplexing. I would say I'm concerned, and it's certainly a topic that could be discussed in depth, relevant to particularly to the TI community as well. So I'm not sure that's a fair answer, but I do agree with you that I am concerned about some of the recent developments there.
Okay, thank you.
I did want to dive right back into Raytheon because they are a Massachusetts headquartered corporation. They've got a number of offices in the state of Massachusetts, and most of their senior executives live in Massachusetts. So I have identified a number of them, probably half a dozen of them, on a tab at targetedjustice.com. You'll go to the tab that says Treason at Raytheon. You can read through the cease and desist letter that we've sent to them. We've got some one or more photographs showing that they are installing equipment at Schriever Air Force Base. Specifically, the two systems that concern me the most that would be of importance to the TI community is Raytheon is providing the software and equipment that does what's called command and control from the ground. In other words, the facilities and software and instruction set and cybersecurity issues that ground controllers have to deal with to operate these satellites, Raytheon is basically overhauling that entire system as part of these Block 3 satellites with Lockheed Martin. So they've had a system that's worked for many years that was apparently too slow and not as sophisticated as the Air Force wanted. So they've got a large contract, I believe in excess of hundreds of millions of dollars, with Raytheon to basically upgrade that command and control system. So Raytheon is intimately involved with the details of how to control and operate these satellites that are tracking targeted individuals. In fact, they're tracking everyone, not just targeted individuals. So for Raytheon to claim that they don't know what's going on would mean that they didn't read the design specifications that the Air Force put out. And that's probably classified, and that may be something that's difficult to get into a courtroom. But clearly, to meet the needs of the Air Force, you've got to write design specs, and somebody's got to read them, and they got to build a system that allows them to control and the satellites and track that large number of people. So it's fair to say that Raytheon is intimately involved with the targeted individual program. The other thing that Raytheon is working on involves their KTEC division, what's called KTEC, spelled K-T-E-C-H, and they're based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The Raytheon KTEC division works very closely with the Air Force Weapons Lab. I should say it's called the Air Force Research Lab. It used to be called the Air Force Weapons Lab, but that's really all it does is produce new weapons for the Air Force. So it's a monster factory. They create new machines every day that are designed to kill more and better people. So that's one of the facilities that's involved very closely with the Air Force Research Lab. And if you visit, we actually, Targeted Justice actually did a protest at this office last year. And what we found is if you drive around the facility, they've got large antennas and electromagnetic equipment on the back lot. They clearly got a number of research projects going on. One of the key employees that works there, and I believe he's at the director level, is a guy by the name of Donald J. Sullivan. Very infamous person. He designed and invented the first Mercator microwave weapon back in the early 1980s for the Air Force. He did that under Air Force contract. And so his name is on it. It was assigned to the Air Force. And he is now an employee of Raytheon.
Okay, Richard, we have to go to commercial once again. See you in 3 minutes. Thank you, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, Try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. We have a very special guest with us this evening, Richard Lighthouse, who has worked for NASA, who is a renowned expert on satellite technology, and he is a member of the targeted community working with us. Okay, targeted justice, targeted protest 2019 is October 18th through the 22nd in Washington, D.C. Targeted justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free T-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. You can reach them at https://www.house.gov/representatives. Now I'm going to cut right over to Richard. Richard, go ahead, because time is always short.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you for that mention of our upcoming targeted protest in October. We're very excited about that event. We're still planning a number of activities for that, and as we add to that, you can follow up on our website at targetedjustice.com, and we'll have more details as we get closer. But we're hoping to have a good turnout. Should be a lot of fun. We're hoping to get folks to visit their congressmen, as you mentioned, and senators if possible as well. So please sign up and get us a check over at targetedjustice.com. So I'll segue into talking about Raytheon again. I want to make sure that your listeners in Massachusetts were familiar with some of the things that Raytheon is working on. So the other thing that I was going to mention is Raytheon is working on a new super, it's a Vercator on steroids is what it is. It's a super weapon. It's a microwave beam weapon. So if you ever feel that you're getting hit on the top of your head, anywhere on the top of your head, that's probably coming from a satellite. It could come from a drone. Some of the larger drones can carry the big payloads. But typically, when I've talked to other TIs, they find that if they're getting hit near the very top of their head, and it's pretty strong, and that signal's not moving, that tends to be a satellite. And
Richard, I just wanted to interrupt you one second. Are these drones are not on station, are they? Because it's my understanding that it takes a lot of money to keep one in the air. And I was just curious as to the difference between satellite attacks and a drone attack, which is more likely.
What we have seen so far is that the drone attacks are a very small, it's a good question, Frank. Drone attacks are a very small percentage, less than 5% of the time, I would say. It's actually a drone, and if you've learned how to use your hand, you can feel that the joints in your fingers can actually sense where that microwave pulse is coming from, and if it's coming from high overhead at a steep angle overhead, it's generally going to be a satellite. Although we have seen where drones, and the way you can tell the difference is the satellite's not going to move; it's fairly fixed in orbit. Now, it does move very, very slowly, but it's not something that you could sense by simply moving your hand. It's going to appear over many minutes to be fixed in place. That tells you it's a satellite. Now, a drone will try to circle, so you will be able to feel a change if you're using your hand. It might be hitting the same place on the top of your head, but if you use your hand and you can feel where that microwave pulse is coming from, over 1 minute, you'll notice it's moved. The actual source location has moved. That tells you, that's your clue that says that's a drone. Now, I get a lot of questions from folks that say, I got these lightweight little helicopter drones flying outside my windows or shining a bright spotlight on me. And here's my answer. Those lightweight drones cannot carry an electromagnetic weapon. They don't have the payload capacity. All they can do is carry a camera or a spotlight. That's all the weight they can carry. You got to be able to carry 40 to 60 pounds or more, and there's only really two drones that can do that in the Air Force and Army arsenal. In the Air Force, they use what's called the MQ-9 drone, and if you go to my website at rlighthouse.com, I've got pictures of that drone. It's a very large drone. It's almost the size of a full-size plane. It can carry several hundred pounds of payload. And that weapons and targeting system is very accurate. It can loiter in the air for more than 24 hours at a very high altitude and just circle around. Well, here in Houston, they actually operate those drones out of Ellington Air Force Base. There's a 147th fighter, what's called the 147th Fighter Group, actually based out of Ellington Air Force Base, and they have the MQ-9 drone. So I've seen them in the air over Houston. We know that they also have them in Arizona. Fort Huachuca in southern Arizona is the largest drone training base in the world. I'm giving probably more background information than you wanted, Frank, but so Fort Huachuca is the super training base for the whole world. In fact, they bring in Italian troops and German troops and Australian troops to train them at Fort Huachuca in southern Arizona. That's where they get their drone training, so they know how to operate these large Army and Air Force drones. So you can look up on Google Maps and zoom in, and you can even see the drone launch stations where they launch them. So there's basically two drones that they primarily use. The Army used what's called the RQ-7. I've got a picture of that drone as well on my website at rlighthouse.com. And they both are large enough to carry these payloads that would include an electromagnetic weapon and a battery system, a large battery system that can power it. So, again, a lot of folks ask me if these little lightweight helicopter drones that you can buy at Best Buy, well, I saw one outside my window. Only thing it can do is carry a camera. It is not shooting you with anything. That's disinformation. It's designed to harass you and make you think that you're being hit by that, but that's not where it's coming from, okay? If one of those drones is outside your window, the little lightweight helicopter drones, you're probably being hit by a cell tower while that thing is flying outside your window. So keep that in mind. That thing is not, it might be taking pictures of you, but it ain't hitting you with no weapon. Okay. So good question, Frank. I maybe give you a bigger answer than you wanted, but I get that question quite frequently.
Okay. I was just curious. In Midge's case, now I'm right in the middle of studying microwave poisoning and sickness. And some of the symptoms of microwave poisoning, we'll call it, or sickness are headache, fatigue, dizziness, nausea, chest pain, exposure to bright lights, loud noises, and skin problems. So the skin problems that I've been reading about are severe in that it sort of emulates what Midge is going through, except in her case, I think they are more concentrated and most definitely are targeting her. But I'm going to go through a long segment probably Monday evening on microwave poisoning and the toxicity of what it does to a human body, and that should be good listening. So I encourage everybody to tune in. But you don't have much time, Richard, and I want you to continue and try and finish what you'd like to say this evening. And if you don't, you can come back anytime you want.
I appreciate that, Frank. I tend to be long-winded. I've got so much that I want to share with folks and try to help. And again, I encourage folks to visit my website at rlighthouse.com. Our organization, targetedjustice.com, has a wealth of information. All of it's free. The membership there at Targeted Justice is also free. I did want to briefly touch on an update for our mandamus petition. We did submit a mandamus petition to the U.S. District Attorney here in Houston, asking for an investigation of the targeted individual program, and that's done through a grand jury. And this is quite unusual. So if you're not familiar with the mandamus petition, we have traded emails and had conversations with the general counsel from the Department of Justice. His name is Mitch Newrock. And we've got that information on our website under the mandamus petition. So that's another very important effort that we've got going at Targeted Justice that is making some progress. So very excited about that. The last company that I didn't touch on was L3Harris. they are also producing weapons and software, writing software for the satellite tracking program. L3Harris is based in Melbourne, Florida, also a very large corporation, big defense contract, top 10 defense contractor in the world. And their division that was originally called Titan Corporation in San Leandro, California, was the one that produced the first Vercator microwave weapons. And so that's under L3Harris. And their group also, they've got a division in Rochester, New York, it's called the Exelis Geospatial Systems Company, that wrote the software for the tracking and navigation of the satellite. So it's software that's actually loaded into the satellite, and very sophisticated, complex piece of software. And that was also done under the L3Harris Corporation. So they are directly involved in the TI program. And you can find that tab on our website at targetedjustice.com. So I encourage folks to visit these websites, support the community here with Targeted Massachusetts. Frank is providing a valuable public service that's I know folks in the TI community look up to and respect very much. And I can say from Houston, we've got a good group here in Houston that meets once a month, and we've got folks that follow the program regularly. So thank you for all you're doing, Frank.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. I guess what I would like to say is I had some questions, and when you say that the satellites require a lot of fuel, now is this fuel oxygen and hydrogen or hydrazine, or what type of fuel is it? Do you know?
That's a good question. They use different components, but for long-term storable fuels, you'll find they generally use what's called nitrogen tetroxide and monomethyl hydrazine. And the reason that they use that combination is because it can be stored in space for a long period of time, and the two products, when they meet in the combustion chamber, you don't need an igniter for them. They immediately react and combust. And I forget the name of the term for that, but it produces spontaneous combustion when you mix these two liquids together. So that makes the system more reliable in terms of firing the thrusters. The other propellant of choice is monomethyl hydrazine that uses a catalyst bed. So in other words, these are called station keeping thrusters, and they're very small rocket engines, given the size and weight of the engine, but it allows it to adjust the attitude or slightly adjust its position in orbit. And the monomethyl hydrazine is a highly toxic combustible fuel, and they pass it over what's called a catalyst bed. And you can use, like, for example, silver wire or iron oxide wire. And the second that the fluid passes over those wires, it ignites. And so, again, that makes it more reliable in terms of a thruster and a propulsion system.
Okay, Richard, we have Ken from Fort Worth who has questions for you.
Hey, real quick question. If I wear a cap or a hat and put aluminum foil in, that'll solve the problem, won't it?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. Can you say that again?
If I take my cap or hat and put aluminum foil in it, that will solve the problem, won't it?
Solve the problem of blocking electromagnetic weapons?
Yeah, I'm going.
No, actually, we found that does not block it.
Yeah, that I would second the motion on that. I have not found anything to date that really will block it 100%. And I have found no spot in the U.S. that is what I would call safe. How about you, Richard?
I would agree. I would recommend water pillows. You can buy them on Amazon or Walmart. They will absorb microwaves, and you will get some relief. Water pillows.
Okay, it's time for commercial, folks. Pay a few bills. Thank you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. I was very distressed to hear that we have a contractor, defense contractor, right here in Waltham, Massachusetts, but I am sure we will do a protest there. Okay, you can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Go ahead, Richard.
Thank you, Frank. Really enjoying our discussion here tonight. I hope your listeners agree. Yes, it's unfortunate that Raytheon, located just outside of Boston, is involved to the level that they are. And I think it does deserve the attention of the TI community, particularly It targeted Massachusetts, and a protest, a letter writing campaign, phone calls could certainly be helpful in that regard. So, yeah, I would fully support such efforts to make them aware, make the employee, the larger employee base aware what's going on and the kind of contracting work that the company is doing would certainly be helpful to the TI community.
Okay, thank you. Maybe we can look, work together on that.
Yes, absolutely, Frank. I would like that very much. Raytheon's a big company. They're it's kind of like moving a mountain, but this has been going on so long that they've gotten very good at being able to hide it, even inside of a large corporation. So it's going to take an effort, but I think it's something that we could marshal some forces on and have an effective outcome.
I agree 100%. A little leverage in the right place, you can move the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think we're going to have to wrap up here pretty quick. Is that?
You've got a couple minutes or a minute or so.
Okay. Well, I did want to again encourage folks to sign up for our October event. If you haven't a chance to look at that and look at our plans, visit targetedjustice.com and look at Targeted Protest 2019. Again, this is in Washington, D.C. We encourage you to make an appointment to visit your congressman and possibly your senators as well. We've got a number of events planned, and we're going to update that on the website. You get a free T-shirt with your registration, and we hope to see Frank there. We hope to see a large number of folks from Massachusetts, if possible. We'd certainly welcome your help and support.
I will be there.
Very, very excited about that. I think it's a very important event for the TI community. We've also got, I didn't discuss on this much before, but what we call our call campaign is ongoing. This month, we're encouraging folks, if you'll go to our tab called the Call Campaign, we are encouraging folks to contact the White House. There's a number of ways you can do that. There's an email
form.
Okay,
Rich, we got to check out.
Okay.
we have to check out for the night. I just wanted to say, God bless everyone. God bless TIs all over the world. And thank you very much, Richard. And good night.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. Boston, Massachusetts.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Prepare yourself!